And we continue on with our final segment on Motherlode Views, joined in studio by a pair of representatives from the Tuolumne County Business Council. We're joined by Ron Kopp, the group's executive director, as well as the co-chair, Jeff Fridowdy. Jeff Fridowdy, I'll pose this next question to you. You know, you as a business group, you do a lot of things to promote business and economic development. Are you hoping more residents in the community to get actively involved in this topic as well?
If you think about it, BJ, is with the business council, you know, we're 40-some businesses. We may have 100 different people at times come to a meeting, but we're in a county of 50-some thousand people. And the best thing we can do to improve our county is to have more people involved in supporting things that they would like to see in this county. One of the perspectives that I saw as I moved into the county is there was a very, very small minority of the county that was very vocal in their opposition to pretty much everything. We'll take Citizens for Responsible Growth is such an organization. People have commented about that the correct name for that group really ought to be Citizens Responsible for No Growth. But there's an example of a very few people trying to speak for a great number of people. What I think the best thing we can do as citizens of this county is to get very involved in things that you want to see. And really take the time to learn if there's misinformation being supplied by no growth people, to call them out on it, to get the facts. A great example I would like to use is Mr. Singh, who owns the Arco station just north of town on 49. He saw an opportunity to expand food offerings by purchasing the property just directly to the north of them. It was an abandoned auto facility. He took the initiative to do that, put his own resources into it, and there was opposition by some local residents, essentially five homeowners. But when the community became aware of that and what his vision was, the community got involved and gave him a great deal of support to move the project forward, where it is fully approved now, where he's seeking food court tenants. I think we need the same type of approach with the Stone Mill Center at the Pedro Y. I personally was asked to give comments and did give comments about the support about myself personally and Blue Mountain's support for that center. We were greatly outnumbered by that small minority of people, not that because there were so many there. There was just not enough people who really supported the project that bothered to come to the meeting. So I think one of the best things we can do, BJ, is to go ahead and get more involved in the public process to let folks know we want to see some new things. We like the idea of a new medical facility at the Pedro Y. We like the idea of more services, more restaurant offerings. These are things that improve our life, enhance our rural way of living.
Ron Kopp.
Yeah, what you're actually finding in San Francisco, where they have a severe housing shortage and they need additional housing, is a group that's formed that's called Yes in My Backyard, and they're getting more involved in how do we go out and support these type of needed projects.
Ron Kopp, you're also a member of the Tuolumne Utilities District, the board president currently. You know, are there limitations to growth when it comes to like water or even traffic and roads and that type of thing?
Well, we've talked about the impediments being just a lack of lack of land. Less than 3% of the land here is available for development. But from a water standpoint, TUD has done a study and we have adequate water for the next 20 years. What we really need are more customers that'll tie in to our water infrastructure and help with the overall cost of running this historic water delivery system, which comes through an open ditch system, goes through 13 to 15 different water treatment plants, and a lot of the system was built around the turn of the century, and it's very expensive to maintain. So where we have a lot of people tying in with wells and septic systems, we really need more infill type of development and more development that is more cohesive and a neighborhood that ties into the water and sewer and then become TUD customers so that it gives us the ability to fund the operation of that system. From a traffic standpoint, you know, you always hear the two main arguments are lack of water and there's too much traffic. Well, if you've been in the Bay Area or, you know, Southern California, you realize we don't have too much traffic here. Although we do have a very big issue with road how our roads are being maintained and everything else. And that all comes down to just the county having enough budget to deal with it, and especially with tree mortality and all the big trucks and everything that are on the road right now, and the wet winter we had last year, the roads have really taken a huge, huge impact. But it all comes down to dollars and cents, and some economic development in this county will go a long way to help solving that.
Great conversation this weekend on the topic of business growth and development. We've been joined in studio by Jeff Radowdy, who is the co-chair of the Tuolumne County Business Council, as well as Ron Kopp, the group's executive director. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, BJ.
And then also want to note that we initially had the idea of doing a back-and-forth discussion on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We invited Ron Kopp as a representative of the Tuolumne County Business Council, and also invited Barbara Farkas, the president of Citizens for Responsible Growth, who declined the invitation to come on this weekend. So this weekend's show did continue on with the Business Council. And again, we thank Mr. Kopp and Mr. Radowdy for coming in to talk about these topics. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. In a programming note, Motherlode Views will be off next week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back the weekend of December 2nd and 3rd, joined in studio by Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director Darren Grossi, getting an update on transportation projects in the county.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.